This week marks the beginning of what promises to be a challenging couple of years for Massachusetts Democrats in Washington. As the 112th Congress convenes tomorrow, House Republicans are already pledging to dismantle the health care overhaul that members of the Massachusetts delegation worked to pass. In fact, the GOP is scheduled a House vote next week, and some fear health care is only the beginning.
What will they go after?
Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano enters this new session with a long list of worries.
How vehemently will they go after it? Will they do it in a unified way? Will my president fight them or will he cave in? Will the Senate Democrats fight them or will they cave in? And those are questions that I won't be able to answer for several months. Nobody will.
Tomorrow, we'll hear more from Capuano and the other members of the Massachusetts delegation who know they're lucky to still have their jobs when so many of their Democratic colleagues in the House don't, starting this week. But the delegation has lost perks, and we wanted to see one. So we asked 20-year Capitol Hill veteran and insider Robert Primus, Capuano's chief of staff, to show us. Primus, who's 41, worked his way from a job in the mailroom to this position as chief of staff. He took us for a walk underneath Capitol Hill through the long maze-like tunnels between buildings. Along the way, we talked about the political change driven by the Democratic losses in the November election.
Like a tornado for a town that has a warning, like this year, there were warning signs. I mean, the internet, the news, radio, TV, everyone, blogs were saying that the Democrats were in for a tsunami, that there was a slaughter oncoming, and that we'd lose the House in a big way, and if we weren't careful, we'd lose the Senate. And you saw that with some people, for some offices who had a notion that they wouldn't be coming back. They continued to fight, but there was also an understanding that, well, maybe I, you know, for the staff, maybe I should get my resume together, maybe I should make sure that things are in place, just in case.
We passed through security checkpoints and by underground artwork from high schools around the nation that hung on tunnel walls. As we did, Primus talked about the difference this time from when he experienced the huge political shift in 1994, when Democrats gave up control of the House after 40 years.
This soon-to-be majority, though they are ready to shake up and some of them are full of the Tea Party activists, I don't see them coming in and really doing as much as they're saying. I mean, the contract with America 94 wanted to abolish the Department of Energy, Department of Education. There were a lot of things they wanted to do, which they didn't do. But they sure scared a lot of people when you heard about it before they came on. This is not going to happen this year. As bad as it is, and it is bad, for me, it comes up a little short compared to 94.
At this point in our tour, after twisting and turning through the endless tunnels, never telling us where we were going, Primus suddenly stopped. We were now under the Capitol building and had reached the perk. We were standing in front of a plain metal door, labeled simply HT-54. It looked like it could have led to the Congressional Boiler Room or the Congressional Laundry Room. But instead, behind the door was Congressman Capuano's hideaway. That's what it's called, the hideaway. He took out a key and led us into a beautifully furnished room with leather furniture and richly paneled walls. If it weren't for the lack of windows, you'd never imagine you were underground. This hideaway was bestowed on Capuano, with others assigned to a handful of House members in leadership positions.
As you'll notice, as you walk in, my staff has pretty much cleaned out most of the congressman's belongings, so I think it's just about ready, sadly enough, for transfer.
But it's such a huge change as we're walking through the corridor outside. You know, you feel like you're in some sort of an underground bunker or a bomb shelter, but you walk into this room.
Well, this room shows that there certainly are perks to being in the majority. That's why they call it a hideaway. Because you go
That's
from...
its official term.
That is its official term. You're going from underground and from the hustle and bustle of the Capitol. You open a door, you turn on some lights, and someplace where you can hide away and focus in on the task at hand when it needs to be done. I've worked for three members here in the House, including Mike. I've worked for a senator. I've never worked for someone who's had a hideaway.
Considering the important policy and political debates that took place several floors above, on the floor of the House, we asked what of significance happened here in the hideaway. Robert Primus paused and then reached back to history.
The significance, the history behind it, I mean, you know, you go back to the days of Truman and there's a place, you know, the Board of Education where he used to have his card games. There's a, you know, that was his hideaway. It's just the significance that we were given the honor to be the steward of this room. I mean, again, it'll be passed along to someone else in the new majority, but for the last 4 years, it's been a lot of fun being able to have such a room.
As minor as it seems, the loss of the hideaway does signal change. It felt a little like losing your prime parking spot or the key to the designer washroom, things you must wonder if you'll ever get back. I reached over and turned out the lights, and Robert Primus, chief of staff for Congressman Mike Capuano, locked the door. Tomorrow, as the 112th Congress is sworn in, we'll speak with Capuano and other members of the Massachusetts delegation about issues and what else the power shift will mean for them and for Massachusetts.